Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Every business person that I have ever met in the last 25-plus years that I've worked with CEOs, presidents, and business owners had wanted more business, more profit, more sales, more employees, more of everything. But you know, sometimes you've got to really think this through. What to do before you hire additional salespeople at your company? What's really important? Well, you know, if we hire additional salespeople at the company and we're not ready for them, and we don't really understand what our current salespeople are doing, it's not going to be successful. If we want more salespeople, we have to really dig in and understand what our current salespeople are doing, how they're prospecting, how they're selling, how they're using the contact manager, what approach are they taking, and are they working to their full potential? Are they really putting the effort forward, or are they just working half a week? Because what you may find that if you start paying attention to your salespeople and you start paying attention to what they're doing and you're looking for their reports and you're saying, well, where did they go this week? Who did they talk to? How many new customers? How many old customers? What is their sales volume? Did they have goals? You may find that you may not even need additional salespeople. You may find that what you need to do is work with the current salespeople that you have to have them become more productive, more aware, see more people, more prospects, and sharpen up their game and increase your sales without adding any expense or any more responsibility that you have or another person to manage. And once you get your sales force working well, once you get them to understand what needs to be done, once they have goals, once they're meeting those goals, once they're turning reports in once a week showing you that they're being productive and you know what their closing ratio is and you know how many new contacts they made and how many old contacts and how many appointments, I think you're going to find that, well, as a matter of fact, I know you're going to be shocked. You're going to find that it's just not happening. There's just not enough being done. Now, this isn't to say that you don't have good salespeople, but it's human nature. Human nature is if people don't have goals, but they don't understand what they need to do, well, they're not going to do it. Salespeople only have one important thing, and that's time. That's the most important thing that they have. And if they're not using that time correctly, they can't sell. Are they scheduling their appointments close enough together so they can get several in? What is their routine for prospecting? How are they using the contact manager? How are they really understanding what your company does? Do they really understand what marketing materials they're using? Can they actually see them in their mind? Do they know their territory completely? Do they know their customer? Do they know what their customer thinks? Do they know what people in the business need? You see, there's so many things to talk about before we hire new salespeople. Now, once we think about this, we get it all together, we understand it, either you or your sales manager, either one, then we hire a new salesperson. Or we hire several that really we're really prepared for them. We just don't want to just add another person on top of the structure unless the structure is solid and you really understand what they're doing and it's working. Because if not, you're just being more inefficient, and we don't want that. What we want is, remember what the main goal of every business person is, and that's profit. And salespeople prospect and sell, and they're the front line of your success. So let's find out what our salespeople are doing. Let's understand it. Let's make it happen. And then let's start looking for the next salesperson, and which brings up a whole other subject that we're not going to discuss today, but it's something you want to think about, studying how to interview a salesperson. What are the proper questions to ask? And knowing what we are looking for, what kind of salesperson are we looking for? Are we looking for a prospector? Are we looking for a closer? Are we looking for someone who's just a customer service person? Are we looking for inside sales? There is so much to this and so much to talk about. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always wish you success, good prospecting, and good sales. Until the next time, thank you for your time.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.